Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Pete Prisco, CBS Sports. Pete, how's your quarantine going?
It could be better. No, it's all right. I mean, look, we're basically working. I got a camera in my house, so it's
right.
So I'm working. It's just you can't do anything. You can't go to the beach. You can't go play golf. You can't do this. You can't do that. You know. But look, as long as the thing gets out of here in a couple of weeks, maybe a month, we'll be happy about it.
I don't know, man. Yeah, that's pretty optimistic, a couple of weeks or a month. I don't know
about
that.
Well, I mean, it stems the tide is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, in a couple of weeks. I don't know if you guys know, but a buddy of mine, Tony Baselli, played left tackle for the Jaguars,
right.
Just got coronavirus. He had coronavirus.
Yes. How's he
and
doing?
I talked to him today. He said it was brutal. So for anybody out there that's balking at social distancing, he was a healthy man under 50, and it just ravaged him. So, follow the rules.
Yeah, there's a lot of idiots out there who are not paying attention, who think this is being overblown, and they're screwing it up for a lot of other people. I've heard that story that you shared with Baselli from a number of people. My wife's best friend had it, went through a terrible time with it, Yeah, a lot of people. I heard Chris Cuomo on CNN saying he was having hallucinations.
Well, you know what else you do? You lose your sense of your smell and your taste. And,
yeah.
And it's brutal what happens to you. And hopefully if more people pay attention and don't go get in groups and, you know, everybody wonders why New York is so bad. Well, look at everyday life in New York. You're traveling in a subway car with 80 billion people, and it's just hard to – you know, prevent that. So just as long as everybody does the social distancing, then I think we'll be okay in a month. And I'm not saying it's going to be gone in a month, but more people have it than know already. And
right.
We just, we're asymptomatic. So hopefully we stay that way, and the majority of people do as well.
Pete, we'll get to football in one moment here, but I'm curious. I mean, you're in Florida, right? I mean, what were people saying as you guys were one of like the last states to kind of
Governor's
get on
an
board
idiot.
With all this? There's your commentary,
well,
Adam.
I'm in South Florida, so the South Florida got locked up quickly. South Florida been locked up because the spring break, guys were going out of control for the week there, and then they finally locked it up. Broward County and Dade County, despite the fact that they're, you know, the worst hit of all of them, has been locked up pretty much for the last, 2 weeks. So, yeah, the rest of the state, no. They did close, you know, the rest of the state, the golf courses are open. You can go play golf. I mean, if you want to go play golf in a lot of parts of the state, you can. They just don't have the flag stick in. You got to take one person in the golf cart, and you can't. There's no rakes. So, really, when you think about that, that's probably not that far off of being social distancing.
Yeah, I think
you can go ride your bike still. I mean, what's the weather like in Cleveland? Can you guys get out and do stuff? Can you walk around?
It's 50 today and sunny. It's not bad here today.
It's
this
right.
Weekend's gonna be 65 and. Yeah, I mean, in my neighborhood, I mean, I look out the window. I'm doing the show from my living room. I'm looking out the window. Every 5 minutes, I see a different, you know, group of people. Not group of people, but like a couple walking.
You know what I feel for, though? I'll be honest with you guys. I feel for all the bartenders and the waiters and the waitresses and the restaurant people. And, you know, this is bad. This is really bad. But, God, if this thing lingers, it's going to be worse, because not just because of the illness, but because of what goes on in this country. I mean, we're going to have people, you know, it's going to be worse. I don't know. People that don't have – they have three kids. Let's just say they have three kids. They have a dual-income family, and all of a sudden they have nothing coming in. That's just total fear. That's the scary part of the thing.
Yeah, and some restaurants may never open back up. Who knows? But hopefully, like we said, everybody does the right thing. Hopefully we can get back to a sense of a somewhat normal – sooner rather than later. All right, Pete, let's talk some football, because as everybody else is, everything else is on hold, Pete, football just you know, keeps moving on. I think we're all happy for that, even though it seemed like a bad look at first, because at least it's something interesting to think about and talk about. Before we get to the draft, what do you think about what the Browns have done here in free agency?
Well, I think, you know, I like what they did by hiring Kevin Stefanski. I think he's a really good coach, and I think he's going to do a good job there. He's, you know, everybody likes to portray him as the analytics guy, but he's much more than that. He, you know, he's a Philly guy. He's got that edge to him, and I do think he'll be a good coach there. I think getting Conklin was a great move by them. You know, did they probably overpay? Of course they did, but their tackle situation was a disaster last year, and I still think left tackle is something they have to address in the draft and find a guy who can play there. But if they can get a young left tackle to play there to go with Conklin, all of a sudden you're looking at a line that was a major issue that's not a major issue anymore. So I like what they did from that standpoint. You know, Carl Joseph and Zendejo, you know, those guys are solid back there on the back end, so I think adding him will help. They still need some, you know, they got to see those young linebackers, got to continue to grow. But I like what they're doing. I think they're moving in the right direction.
Pete Briscoe's with us. Pete, you think the Browns definitely go left tackle at 10 in the draft?
They have to, don't they? I mean, they have
I think so. Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good tackle class. And I think if you get one of the top four, which they should get, then yeah, you have to. And, you know how it plays out, who knows? The guys I talk to, they like Thomas more than any of them. He thinks he's the cleanest guy, so I think he might go first. But then Becton right there, Wirfs right there, and then I think it's, you know, Wills. But I think he's more of a right tackle than a left tackle, although a lot of guys think he can move over and play the left side. But I think the Browns have to take a left tackle, no question about it, at that pick.
What if Isaiah Simmons is there, though, Pete?
Yeah, I mean, I mocked him some to the Browns, and I said, yeah, that's intriguing. What is he? What is he, though? If you're the Browns, what is he? Because I hear some teams love him as a safety. Some teams think he's an off-the-ball linebacker. Is the value of that position there? You know, the value of the left tackle is there. The value of the off-the-ball linebacker slash safety, is that there? I know the game has changed. I know there's a hybrid, you know, position that you can use him as and draw up things for him. But I just don't think the value warrants him taking him there. I would still take the left tackle.
We're talking with Pete Briscoe, CBS Sports. Pete, I know a few weeks ago when there was talk from some that, like, Joe Burrow should, you know, try to pull an Eli Manning. I know you weren't having any of that. I agree with you. I mean, listen, I don't like Mike Brown at all, but there's been worse organizations than the Bengals in the past 10, 15 years, and I never saw that happening. I can't believe people are still talking about a trade. The Bengals would be insane to trade that first pick, I think.
They're not trading him. I've talked to too many people in that building. They're not trading him, and I don't know why. I mean, if Miami offered him their entire draft, I think maybe they consider it, but that's not going to happen. No, they're not trading him. And you know what? I talked to Burrow about it at the Combine, and he said, look, I don't know where that came from. I never said that. I never believed that. And I said to him, I said, you know, Joe, I want my quarterback to say I'm going to go into a place and redefine what that franchise means to the rest of the country. And he goes, well, I'm going to go in there and change what that franchise means to the rest of the country. And that's what you want to hear from a kid. So Bengals are picking him. And you know what? The Bengals are going to be better than people think next year. You know, I'm bullish on the Bengals. I think they have a lot of talent. By getting DJ Reader to play in the middle, they got two good guys in the interior. And I think Sam Hubbard's a real good football player. And Carlos Dunlap can still get it done at left end. So I think their front four is going to be good. Getting Jonah Williams back is like an extra draft pick, first-round pick. I think Ben Mixon was phenomenal at the end of last year. I think that team is moving in the right direction.
Pete Briscoe is with us. Pete, we asked a question yesterday. We saw some odds from an email we received that the Browns were the same odds, 9-2, to win the AFC North or be fourth in the AFC North. If you had to pick, gun to your head, do they finish first or fourth?
Well, I don't think they're finishing first. So if I had to pick one or the other, I'd pick fourth. And look, that's entirely possible. If I'm as bullish on the Bengals as I am, you know, me being as bullish as the Bengals as I am, then they could finish fourth. But they could finish first too. I don't think they're finishing first. You know, it's hard to pick against the Ravens right now. I think the Steelers are going to be back in the mix again with Roethlisberger back in there if he stays the entire season. And like I said, I think the Bengals are going to be much better. So I do think they could finish fourth. I don't think they're finishing first.
Pete, I know you're, as I mentioned, you're in Florida. What are the Jaguars' plans at quarterback? Is it Gardner Minshew? Are they going to give him an opportunity here?
I still think they're going to explore around and see if the price comes down on Winston, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
And if the price isn't that high, you know, you get it. You're not paying Gardner Minshew a lot of money, so you can bring in a Winston. They just didn't want to pay all that money to Nick Foles. He wasn't warm and fuzzy in that building. They didn't love him in there, from what I was told. So, you know, you maybe Winston if the price comes down. Maybe Dalton if he gets let go. That's a possibility to reunite with Jay Gruden. So I think there are options. The problem is if they bring Winston in and he outplays him, he's got to play. And I'm okay with that. I think they would be okay with that. But I still think there's a, you know, Minshew mania created a real buzz in that city, and it created a buzz in the national media as well. And I think there's a little bit of that that they like, but I don't think he would beat out Jameis Winston.
Pete, how concerned are you, if you're Miami, if you're the Chargers, or even maybe Jacksonville, about drafting Tua with the some a little more unknown than there normally would be on his health status?
I'd be very concerned. And you know, you hear all those great glowing medical reports. They're coming from his camp. They're coming from his side. They're coming from his people. You know, you hear from other teams maybe that he's not, you know, that's not as glowing as they're portraying it as. And until you got your own medical people on him, you know, he did have the, you know, the look-see at the combine, but until you got a full detailed look at it now, it's hard to pick him in that spot. And so I'd be concerned with that. I'd be real concerned with taking him. I think there's a major, there's always a major risk taking a quarterback that high, but taking him there, I think it's really a risk. Then there's the other factors. You know, I got killed for saying I don't think he has as much fire in the belly as I would like. And you know, we talked to him at the Super Bowl. We had him on our set. And one of the things I asked him, I said, hey, if you had played and had not gotten hurt, would you have come back around and won the national championship? And I wanted to hear him say, hell yeah, we would have. And he said, I don't know. There's a lot of factors at play. And I'm like, yeah, come on, give me a break. I want to hear a quarterback say it and be my guy and be the alpha dog. And so from that standpoint, it's concerning. Then he had receivers that were wide open. Three of them are probably going to be first-round picks. There's a chance the fourth could as well. So, yeah, I mean, there are questions about him. The problem is there are questions about Herbert and Love as well. And so if you're in a situation where you need a quarterback, I think you're going to be forcing it no matter who you pick.
Was it a mistake for the Panthers to let Cam Newton walk?
Is a healthy Cam Newton better than Teddy Bridgewater? That's the question.
Yes.
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 I agree 100%. But here's their concern. They were worried that how much longer could he take it? How much longer could Cam Newton take it? Because his body is beat up. I mean, he's taking a beating. And so that was the major concern with them. They thought he could get through this year and play well and play, but they were concerned about the long term. So that's why they made that move.
We're talking with Pete Prisco, CBS Sports. Pete, there's been talk that Yannick Ngakoue, that the Jags are looking for a first-round pick plus for him. Do you think they'll get that?
I don't know if they'll get that, but that's what they're gonna ask for. And you know, I'll give you an example. If the Giants at 4 wanted to make a move to get Ngakoue, I think they could, you know, throw in first-round pick Ngakoue and then maybe get something back and do it that way. But I don't think they're going to just give him away. You know, people say they have no leverage. Well, they have all the leverage. There's no leverage for Ngakoue. His option are to sit out or play. And if he's going to sit out, this guy's made $4 million, and I love the kid, but he's made $4 million in his career, and he's going to leave $18 million on the table? It doesn't make any sense.
No.
So, and by the way, look at the landscape of the pass rushers. You know, he turned down 18.5 last year, and it had some incentives in it, but he turned it down. Well, Dante Fowler, who had 11.5 sacks more than he did, I'm not saying he's a better player, got, 16 or 15 from the Falcons. Yeah. Clowney was asking for 21, 22. He's now lowered his price down. So I think the market has come down for him, and I think right now his agent's kind of scrambling around, putting all these feelers out there, saying so many teams are looking at him, when the reality is it's not nearly what's being portrayed out there.
Talked about Jameis a little bit. Where do you think Cam Newton ends up, and where do you think is the best spot for him?
Well, if Cam can't get a starting job, if the Chargers, you know, turn their back on him and draft a quarterback and decide they're going to play Tyrod Taylor, there's no real starting job out there. He should look for an opportunity like Bridgewater had. You know, maybe go to Pittsburgh and play behind Ben Roethlisberger. Or maybe go to New Orleans and play behind, Breeze or Rodgers in Green Bay. I think there's opportunity like that for him because, let's face it, Roethlisberger hasn't finished seasons, and you might get an opportunity to play. And if you get an opportunity to play, you can show that, hey, look at me. I'm not that old, and I can still play. So I think that's the kind of opportunities you're going to have to look for.
How does Bill O'Brien keep his job as GM?
That's a good question. I mean, look, let's hold off on the Hopkins thing. You know, there was a big problem between him and Bill, I think, and, you know, there were other concerns as well. So I think we got to hold off on that. His yards per catch came down last year. That's usually a red flag with a receiver. That's always concerning to me, particularly when your quarterback's pretty good. If you had a bad quarterback, yards per catch came down, I understand. But his yards per catch came down last year significantly. I think it was 2 yards. That's a big drop, and so that always gets to be a concern. I would have traded him for David Johnson's contract, but if I would have traded him, I would have, you know, I understand trading him. I just would have got a better deal. But they also got a second-round pick, and they don't have any picks. So I think that's basically what the trade was. They traded Hopkins for a 2, and they threw in David Johnson in his bad contract.
Yeah, I just think you got to get. I just think you got to get more. Even if you're right, even if Hopkins starts to go backwards, this, you know, if the drop in yards per catch is a sign of him starting to decline, but still, David, they don't need David Johnson. I mean, they traded a 3rd-round pick for Duke Johnson last year. I don't understand.
Yeah, they made some bad deals. I mean, there's no question about it. But again, Bill doesn't like the guy as a player and a person, then right. I mean, and more so as a person. Like, I don't think that was one of the reasons why they got rid of Clowney. He didn't fit in.
Right.
They didn't like him.
Right.
And so, but you can't just do that with all the bad apples on the team, because then you have nothing.
You think Deshaun Watson will eventually try to force his way out of there?
No, I mean, good luck with that. You know, they could force their way out all you want, but the team comes to you and says, here you go, you're going to be making $40 million a year. Okay, let me get the signature out and sign it.
Right.
Yeah, they don't, guys don't care. They want their money. Period.
All right, let's wrap it. We'll wrap it where we started with the Browns, because what's your, you know, obviously Baker was tremendous as a rookie. He was lousy last year. What's your thoughts on Baker right now heading into year 3?
Hard to play quarterback when you got a bad line in front of you, though. I mean, it really is. And
yeah, but
granted,
you know what?
He didn't play well.
The line was bad, but you know what? There were other teams that quarterbacks got sacked as much, if not more, than him, and the QBs played better.
Yeah, he didn't play that well. I mean, I'm not going to make an excuse for him, but I think once you get this line solidified in front of him, I think he's going to be a better player. And look, he's got that little edge to him, probably too much of it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think he knows what happened to him last year, and he's going to come out, and he's going to be, you know, ready to go. I think look, was he ever going to be a great quarterback? I never thought he would be. I thought he'd be very good. And first year he was very good. Last year, not so good. I think he'll bounce back and be a very good quarterback next year.
All right, Pete. Good stuff, man. Keep
How about
Will
Beckham, fellas? How about getting Beckham going? There's a
novel. Yeah, he was a disaster last year. He was a disaster.
Right.
And, you know,
and
hey,
you know what? The team was so loose and free and everything that nobody had accountability. That's your problem.
No. And listen, Beckham hasn't really been elite the last 3 years. It's been 3 years now.
Right.
He's been elite.
I mean, but it's not just him. It's just accountability in the building. They need that. That's why Stefanski will be good for that.
That's right. All right, make sure you keep Will Brinson and Dave Richard accountable, all right?
No chance on Will Brinson at all. Dave Richard, that's an easy one.
All right, Pete. Thanks, man.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.